Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, September 26th, and you're listening to the big call. We don't have Bob with us tonight because he's keeping his condo dry from water trying to come in through the door. He's on the sixth floor, but the wind is driving this rain in, and we're just going to pray about that tonight, starting with our lead-in prayer. And tonight's a night of prayer request, so we'll be doing that. Thank you, Sue, for providing the music prior to the big call, our lead-in music, our bumper music. Thank you for that. And I just want to make everybody aware we're going to keep all these notifications that are going to Sue. Quit texting her in the middle of the big call, please. Let's have no more texts. I know they're your friends, but this is not a time to text, to make noise. This is not a time to see what your text sounds like. They all sound alike. And,
You're going to make it worse.
Oh, here they come now. Sue, you better turn that phone down, okay? Turn that other phone down, please.
I don't know how to do that for the okay.
Yeah, just turn them down. Okay. Otherwise, it's Okay, so we're going to have a good call tonight, you guys. Even though Bob is not going to be here tonight, he's here with us in spirit, and we're going to pray for his situation and all of those in Florida in just a minute. And then in the meantime, let's go ahead and introduce everybody to the big call. Welcome, everybody, tonight, wherever you're located around the globe. And we're excited that you're here, and we're looking to have a shorter call tonight, but it'll be a good call, full of chock full, as they say, of good information. So I'm looking forward to bringing my part in. Sue is going to do a good job bringing her part in. So let's go ahead and pray the call in right now. Lord God, we just thank you so much for your protection, for everything that you've done in our lives and have gotten us, I know it's bad English, you've taken us this far, and you'll take us all the way to the end. You'll never leave us nor forsake us, and we love you for that, and we love you for so many other reasons. Thank you for first loving us, even though while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for that, and thank you for all that you're doing to bring about this incredible blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, tonight is an opportunity for a great teaching. Even though Bob's not here to comment on it, I know when he catches the replay, he'll want to have commented on it. So when you're ready, we're ready for you.
So why don't we dedicate this to our Bob and his...
Yes.
And his protection.
And no more text, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty quiet. And then let's also dedicate this. I'm dedicating this to JMP, the pod, Adela, who I'll talk to you about in my segment. And, of course, to J and K, and most of all,
Anything that matters. Yes. Everything that matters.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Good.
Something new. It's easy to get stuck in life when we've gone through disappointments, had a setback, tried hard, but our dream didn't work out. We can settle where we are and think that this is as good as it gets. But God says in Isaiah 43, "See, I'm doing a new thing. Even now it springs forth. Can you not perceive it? God is about to do something new in your life. God didn't create you to get stuck at one level and stay there. He has new opportunities, new relationships, new favor. It may look as though you'll always struggle in your finances. No. Get ready. Something new is coming. Promotion, opportunities. Do adding this. 800 numbers. Doors opening. And things that you maybe never dreamed would open. Maybe the medical report says you have to live with the sickness that you've had for a long time. God is saying, I'm doing a new thing. I'm restoring health. I'm breathing energy, vitality, freshness into your body. Perhaps your child has been off course for years and you've accepted that he or she will never change. That would be true, but God is doing a new thing. Forces of darkness are being broken. Purpose and destiny are rising up in their lives. You're about to see a turnaround. Maybe you've had an addiction that has hindered you for most of your life. You've tried to stop, gone to counseling, but nothing has helped. This is a new day. Chains that have held you back are being loosed. What's kept you in captivity is coming to an end. Now you have to do your part and receive the prophecy. You can't go around thinking that you're stuck, that the problem is too big, that it's been this way too long. Turn it around. Lord, I believe what you promised. Thank you that you're doing a new thing in my life. When Isaiah prophesied this, the Israelites had been in captivity in Babylon for a long time. Year after year, nothing was changing. I'm sure they thought, we'll always struggle. We'll always be opposed. Then Isaiah showed up and said, get ready. God says he is doing a new thing. They could have thought, yeah, right. Have you seen those enemies? Look how powerful they are. Well, the circumstances say we're stuck. We'll never live an abundant life. We'll never own our own homes, and our children will never be free. Don't talk yourself out of the new thing God wants to do. The odds may be against you, but the Most High God is for you. God is doing new things in this moment if you choose. And that is our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I like that teaching. It sort of lets, from what I get out of it, it's kind of like at the very end of it, you said, God is doing a new thing if you choose to receive it. In other words, are you open to something new happening in your life? Are you opening to a restart? Are you opening to a reset even within your own life? Because we talk about a great currency reset, the GCR. We talk about, and I'll talk about this in the in my segment, things are going to be changing. And Sue and I have been talking for at least 9.5 years about things that are becoming new. And Sue, remember when we first talked about novelty, numinosum, and neurogenesis?
Yeah.
And the idea of newness in that?
Yeah.
And something new, something, are we ready to receive it? Can we receive what is coming down the pike to us? Yeah, I think we need to be open to that. We're going to get quite a bit that could kind of shake up the apple cart a little bit. And what I liked in the teaching was it was talking a lot about getting out of the old paradigm, the old situation that Israel was in captivity, and getting free if they could receive it, if they could accept it, if they could move into the promised land that God had prepared for them. You know, did they move right away? No. They hung around in the wilderness or in the desert for 400 years trying to get their way over to it. And this captivity lasted 430 years. And it was like, you know, here's an opportunity after God allowed them to become free to move on and move forward in their lives. And, you know, it's funny. We've been waiting for as long as 20 years for this RV to take place. In my case, 20 years. Some people, 21 or 22 at the most, but really 21. And now we're at a point right now where we're getting to see some things that are showing us how close we are and where we're going and how quickly we should be there. And it's going to be really, really great. So I like the fact that what you said, Sue, is this newness that we're looking for is right around the corner if we can receive it, if we can accept and move forward in it. And that's how I think we are looking at our lives. You know, we don't talk too much about med beds. I know that, and I know why I don't. But in this case, we're talking about a global currency reset, a complete financial reset in our lives, and a health and medical longevity reset in the med beds. So we're kind of getting a compilation between those two major things in our life, a chance to move forward, a chance to start over. In some ways, it will be a restart for us. In many ways, it'll seem like a restart. So be prepared for that. And make sure that you get the Golden Bundle 300 because it's going to help you prepare for this restart that's about to happen. And we're right in the beginnings of it. We're seeing the first fruits of that restart in our lives right now, even today. Sue, that's what I got out of the teaching. Thank you for bringing that. You did a really great job on that. And it stimulated me. It got me excited about where we are and how the call's going. So tell me, did you receive any particular motivation or excitement from that teaching tonight?
Of course I did, because I'll only read things that are inspiring and exciting.
Yes.
And that I think are going to elevate people. And I love what you said, Bruce, because you really captured the essence of this teaching. Be, and listen to this carefully, be, this is from Isaiah 43, I'm doing a new thing.
Yep.
Even now, it springs forth. But here's the best piece. Imagine you could see this in big, giant letters in neon color. Can you not perceive it?
Mm.
And what I liked that you really pointed out, that is the new era we're going into, is it took how many hundreds of years for them to break out of captivity?
They were in captivity 430 years.
430 years.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's right.
And so here's what's different. Here's the opportunity. God is always doing new things, right? And now,
right.
And I'm going to be talking about this in my segment. Please listen to it because I think it could create multiple breakthroughs simultaneously. God is bringing things like the Starlink satellite system. God is bringing things like the med beds and something between 5,700 and 6,300 suppressed technologies that are going to revolutionize how we perceive and how we now understand what Christ was teaching, what the biblical truth was teaching. It's about you choosing to use your thoughts and perceive it. It's not about the medical report coming from outside of you. It's not about watching and getting discouraged by all the different strains of intel. It's about choosing that your mind is going to be unhackable, that you are going to be unassailable. I mean, this is something you have to cultivate. It's not like just a one and done necessarily.
Right.
Can be, but usually it takes regulating your mind, regulating your emotions, so you're perceiving through the eyes of Christ, not your natural eyes. And that's why humanity has struggled for so many thousands of years, but you are going to be living and experiencing and helping people turn their attention back in, not outside, not being distracted, not so focused only on the outer world, but on concentrating their thought power, their emotion power, their whole being, in realizing what this teaching and all of our teachings have been about. It's about what you're allowing to run through you. And when that becomes a discipline and a training and a reality that'll help people understand the mechanics that Christ was teaching. You know, say this mountain will be a molehill. You are the mountain. You are the power in your life with Christ. And that is something new is coming, is you as the new you is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got out of this teaching.
That's good, Sue. That's good. I like the way you phrase that. I think that's really good, and I think we're all looking forward to change. You know, sometimes we resist change. This type of change we're really excited about, we're looking forward to. And I know you guys, some of you have been with us for 13 years on the Big Call. Some of you are newer listeners, especially a lot of our international listeners that we're getting to. And it's amazing. So we're looking forward to continuing with this. And I told you a long time ago, years and years ago, I'd take you all the way through the transition to the toll-free numbers, and then we'll still be in touch with you by email to talk about the projects that we have set up and how you can participate with us in those. Sue, that was really good. Thank you for that teaching. Appreciate it so much. And again, Bob is not with us tonight because he is keeping his condominium dry where water is trying to come in through the door, and that's on the sixth floor unit. So he's having to put a towel down and then change towels and wring those out and so on as water tries to seep in. High winds, and by the way, we haven't forgotten about all of the Big Call listeners in Florida and all through this country and around the world, but those in Florida are feeling it and going through it. And our prayer is with you, and our prayer is to minimize the effects of this hurricane, Helene, which is bearing down on Florida. I'll get into that a little bit in the prayer sequence. So let's do this, Sue.
Can I share a fact that Tricia sent to us?
I just talked to her on the phone. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Fun fact, in 1958, Hurricane Helene was a Cat 4 on September 28th.
It was Helen at the time, yeah. Uh-huh.
and hit land on the 26th, just like this moon. Rain and strong winds, power on and off. Thank you, Tricia.
Thank you, Trish. Yeah, I was going to suggest that I'd talk to her. That's good. That's good, Sue. Appreciate that, Trish. Excellent. All right, Sue, let's see. Tonight is prayer night, prayer request night.
Yeah.
I've got two, and I can start off with those if you like.
That would be great. And then, I've got to bring stuff
let's
up.
Do that. Okay, as you bring things up, I'm looking at, first of all, a prayer request for my friend Tom. Now, I told you guys Tuesday that I gave a praise report because Tom is moving forward and regaining his cognitive abilities, speaking in complete sentences. His voice is a little bit fuller and louder. Things are going well. He's eating and passed the swallowing test. He had his first cup of coffee yesterday. And that's a positive thing if you're a coffee drinker. And he's, you know, he's making his comeback one day at a time. And God will restore him and is bringing him through. And thank you all over Big Call Universe for your prayers about Tom's restoration from his stroke. And we ask that you continue to lift him up and pray for him all the way through. All the way through. And same thing's true of Pastor Scott. And so let's do this. I'm going to pray right now for both. Lord God, we thank you so much for my friend Tom and for our friend on the Big Call, Pastor Scott. Both stroke victims. Pastor Scott with 9 or 10 strokes. My friend Tom with 2 strokes, we believe. And that's enough. That's enough strokes on any of us. So we thank you that both are making good progress. Both are regaining what the devil has tried to steal from them. And we love the fact that they're making comebacks, and it's a one-day-at-a-time process. Thank you, Lord, for providing the healing through the Lord Jesus Christ for those to continue and improve in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And my second request, Sue, is for all of the residents in Florida, in Georgia, in what looks like Tennessee, and possibly other states that will get the effects of this Hurricane Helene. And the reason I say that, I remember Hurricane Helen back, and I think, didn't Trish say 1957 or so? Something
58.
Like that. 58. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I was a little kid at that time, but I do remember that hurricane by name. This is just about the same. But what's interesting about this one is it's already a Category 4 hurricane, which, you know, they've got some pretty high winds associated with that. Could be up to 125, 130. Miles an hour, they're estimating, but they're really considering storm surge to be one of the biggest factors in this one. It's in the Gulf. It's moving up towards somewhere between the Big Bend area, which is Apalachicola, that area, Big Bend, and Tallahassee and the Panhandle. And it could go, it could waver and wiggle and move one way or another a little bit. But it looks like it's going to catch a lot of those in that area. And what they're really concerned about in Tallahassee is all the tree damage that could come from it. They have a lot of huge live oaks, and they're very strong trees. But in these winds, they're probably going to lose branches and hopefully not whole trees. And so I'm going to say this prayer is for everyone in the range of this hurricane, which could be a pretty wide swath when they're done with it. The eye wall is about 46 miles across right now, and there's quite a bit, that's quite a bit to deal with in terms of rain bands and outer bands, et cetera. So a little weather report for you. Should hit landfall probably a little after the Big Call ends tonight. Talking about 10:30, 11 o'clock Eastern, something like that tonight. and we'll see. But just anybody that can hear this call and is in the path or near this hurricane, please take safe passage in your home. Hope you're in a solid structure. And the Tallahassee locals are saying, treat this like you would a tornado. Get in a safe space in the center of your home and hunker down, because if there's any tree damage and trees do fall, they're heavy and they can go through your roof. So be aware of that, and just hunker down and listen to the big call and pray. So let's pray for those people now. Lord God, we pray for those in the path of Hurricane Helene. I want to say Hélène from French, but Helene. And thank you for protection that comes by us being prepared and by you being sending angels. We want to send angels to guard against damage that would occur from this hurricane. The protection of the Holy Spirit, the protection of angels, God's overview and protection of the area that is in the path of this hurricane. We pray that the winds are minimized, that the rain is minimized, so that storm surge is not 15 to 20 feet, but more like 6 to 8 or 10 feet max. And we pray that that's minimized, and that this rain event moves quickly through the area and does not stall out, as is expected in possibly Tennessee, in the Nashville area. So we just pray that the rain event is not as bad as it anticipated, and that everyone comes out, that no lives are lost, and that our properties and vehicles are protected, and that everything is back to normal as soon as possible. We thank you that the name of Jesus is above every name. It's certainly above all names, including the name of Helene. And so we speak very positive results out of this storm. Let it be minimized. Let Bob and his property be protected. And same thing with Trish and everybody else that's in the path throughout this area of Florida and into Georgia, Valdosta, into Tennessee, and beyond, even the Carolinas, wherever it does end up becoming a tropical storm and tropical depression. We thank you for hearing our prayer as we speak these things that are not as though they were. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Sue. Any other prayer requests for tonight?
Yes. Hold on a second.
Yes.
We have something for Scott.
Good.
Prayers for Tom. Praying for supernatural healing in and through Tom. God's
yes.
working in his whole body, his brain, his mind. Big Call Universe, join me in prayer for Tom. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
I'm going to do, I know, that was wonderful. I'm going to do Jeannie's
Yay.
Piece. And then I had somebody else that requested like a little update on Pastor Scott and how he's doing with the healing of his whole piece. So let me just finish with.
And Sue, you're a little low on your voice right now. Maybe you're a little further from your phone than normal.
No, hold on, let me check.
Bring it up a little bit.
I'm on a different phone.
Yeah.
Okay, how does that sound?
That's pretty good. I had to turn mine up. Usually I don't. I usually turn you down, but I'm having to turn you up a little bit.
Okay, so let's do, so what I'd like you to do is after I do the prayer request, just do a little talking on how, update on Pastor Scott. So here's our prayer request. Another one. Please pray for granddaughter Cassidy suffering from severe depression and her mom, Marty, who needs a miracle physical healing touch from God, and her stepbrother, Jimmy, who also needs a miracle emotional healing touch from the Lord. In Jesus' name and by the power of Jesus' blood and in his name, thank you so much for prayers and ministry. I speak a thousandfold blessing back to you in Jesus' name. And this is from V. So we're going to pray for the granddaughter Cassidy, for her mom Marty, and for Jimmy. And we're going to see this family and for Dee. And we're going to see Dee having the supernatural power to hold her family in a miracle healing, along with everyone on this call. So what they're going to do is they're going to see from head to toe, they're going to see the minds of these people completely renewed and filled with Christ light. They're going to see their bodies filled with Christ light. And they're going to see that their emotions are filled with Christ light, so that they're literally glowing with a new vitality and splendor, and they're surrounded in that 24/7. There's an image of them being surrounded in this beautiful healing Christ light, and it's sealed around them. It's complete. It's done. And in Jesus' name, we say thank you and amen.
Amen.
Okay, we got an update from Scott, too. I'll read that in a minute.
Okay.
Let's see. I guess we'll... should I do that? I'll just do that. Nothing new except we realized it was stolen, not moved or misplaced. Okay, so then you can talk about anything you have.
Oh, they did realize that. Okay.
Okay, yep. So let me look for Big Call Ministry here. Amazing. I don't think people know how many emails we get, Bruce.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Let's see. Loading.
Loading.
Yes, here we go. You like that, huh? Let me see. Did we get one from Jeannie? Big call.
I'm sure you did.
I know we did.
I think so.
Wait a minute. I wonder
Wait a minute.
It could have been. Here we go. Yeah. Prayers.
You got something? Okay.
National Day of Praise and Worship. Thursday, 9/26. September 26th is dedicated to praise and worship, which is an important aspect of Christianity. Love Note Day, Thursday, 9/26. Grab a pen and paper and get ready to celebrate someone special this Love Note Day. World Quantum Readiness Day. It's interesting what I'm having going in my head. Quantum Readiness Day is a call to action spurred by technology leaders looking at an era-defining change, World Quantum Readiness Day, in digital technology. Developments in quantum computing are accelerating rapidly, and the start of the quantum era, which they're going to talk about all the time, right, Podsters? The beginning of something we've never seen. And data privacy, and many other things. World's biggest coffee morning. Oh, boy. Enjoy your favorite beverage and make a difference by helping raise money for people facing cancer. Family Health and Fitness Day. Wow, I wish people would really get into that. A day that promotes physical activity and health with your loved ones. National Good Neighbor Day, Saturday, 9/28/24. Are you a good neighbor? How do you show it? As Mr. Rogers would say, please.
Yeah.
Won't you be my neighbor? It's so funny. Gold Star Mothers and Family Day, Sunday, 9/29. Honoring families of those who have received the Gold Star, the military award no one wants. I want to give a shout out. I wonder if you ever listened to this call.
Right.
To Susan, who's a Gold Star mom that I had the pleasure and honor of supporting.
Yep.
National Love, I want to get that to Susan, whoever's listening that knows Susan and knows that we know each other. National Love People Day, Monday, 9/30/24. This day is dedicated to inspiring and supporting others with the power of unconditional love. Psalm 33. Lord, let your mercy be on us. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. The word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, especially health. Bruce's friend Tom for his health improvement and God's healing.
Yes.
Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgery, and finding or replacing his satchel with his Zim notes. Bruce's eyesight, faith, hope, and patience for this RV 800 number for the 4B group, med beds, debt forgiveness jubilee, R&R, and Social Security increases. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone, have a blessed weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you very much. I will address those items that always remind me of things.
R&R. Yeah, whatever you know about R&R.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I know. Yeah, I know. Will do. But, yeah.
And now Pastor Scott. Talk about Pastor
Scott.
Pastor
Scott, you know, he and I talked, what, was it Tuesday? I believe we spoke. And at the time he said they still had not recovered the satchel. He was not sure what in the world happened to it. Although tonight on this email that he sent you, Sue, he seemed to indicate to me that they determined it's not missing, but in fact was stolen, which is extremely sad to hear. Because but people have indicated through the email that they would be willing to donate Zim, which is all he had was Zim to him. And then they were able to get in touch with him by the email that we've put out for the last week, which for any new listeners or people that forgot it or didn't write it down, it's Zim, Z-I-M, Pastor Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Pastor is P-A-S-T-O-R, by the way, PastorScott@gmail.com. So, thank you for anybody that has written to him. He did get the email address and password, and I don't know if he's changed it or not, but he's able to go in and respond to those emails that people have sent. So, if you're one of those people, be looking to hear back from him by email or maybe a phone call. If you put your phone number in the email that you sent him. Okay? So I hope that he's getting in touch with people over the last couple of days, and maybe he will continue to reach people that have indicated, yes, Pastor Scott, I'm willing to help. I'm willing to donate. Now, that was really loud, Sue, that notification. Too loud. Might want to remove that phone from the area. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Scott is doing better day by day. He sounded good. He's able to move around. And I think he's definitely on his way back to full recovery. And just like Tom is on his way back to full recovery. So thank you for that, Sue, and thank you for bringing that up. Anything else in the way of prayer requests that you have, Sue?
Nope, that's it for tonight, Bruce.
Okay, good. All right, very good. Well, thank you for sending those in. And again, our hearts and our true prayers are with these requests that we had for Florida and other parts of the country that are going to get, if they don't get high winds, they're at least going to get a rain event out of this. So we're just praying that the rain totals are not what is projected and that the storm does not stall out in Tennessee or the Appalachian Mountains of Appalachian, I believe, in the Carolinas, it's Appalachian. In Virginia, it's Appalachian. But anyway, tomato, tomato. So we're just believing things are moving forward. We're all going to be recovered from this. And I've got some good intel in the segment that I have coming up, Sue. In the meantime, Sue, do we have something that you'd like to bring? I know you've got two of your classes already done, Monday and Wednesday, and tomorrow will be your third class in this last series that you're teaching about at
oneness. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'd love to talk about two things.
Okay.
Because it is about preparing for the something new that mm-hmm. is coming. And I'm going to ask everybody to stretch their mind a little bit. And I want you to think about the fact that while you're sitting there, a Starlink satellite system that was launched by Elon Musk, envisioned in 2015, has been set up and is running above your head so that literally all data, all financial data, and if you were looking at planet Earth in the past thousands of years, you would say that finances were one of the most important information domains. Let's call it information. That was being set up so that it was uncorruptible. Nothing could penetrate it. It was sovereign. It was pure. It was unhackable. Just think about that. Think about the minds. Think about the effort that connected the Starlink system with the complete re-engineering of the financial system, the complete re-engineering of taking down the old toxic system that you can't see yet. All of this are things that you can't see. But think about the intensity. Think about the commitment. Think about the kinds of thinking. Take these three. Of Starlink, a technology, and many, many technologies that are linked. And I mean, this is going to be good. Watch the way I do this, Bruce. That are linked to the positive side of life that is so pure. So don't go calling it demonic, because that means you're just not aware of what is happening to protect humanitarians, to protect life, to make it so it's incorruptible, it's unhackable. That doesn't mean you can't question it. You should question everything. But think about the thinking that created that and engineered that so that that is running and so that all of life is going to transform in a unified, healthy, sovereign, empowered version where you are given the power back, where you are going to have to look inside yourself and start to understand where you're going to navigate what you resonate with. Not looking outside all the time for your answers. Think about the kind of intent that took to be that unhackable. Do you think Christ is applauding that? Do you think Christ is happy that the control of the money changers and the way things kind of got blended and blurred and wasn't concentrated, wasn't focused, and was very hackable? Do you think that Christ wants you to be in your best, most alive version of yourself, your restored, pristine body in its highest form, so that you can be an inspiration, so that you can walk out on the street and with resources be thoughtful, mindful, compassionate, and think in new ways? Because you're not focused on your own survival or competition or impressing someone? Think about the system that is about to get turned on and who you will need to be, who you will, you're just going to be pulled along in it, yes. But those old parts of you, the parts that got shaped, it's like, it's kind of like recidivism. It's, I don't like when people say, oh, you're going to lose your money. That's like telling you that you're going to do it.
Right.
You can do anything, and you're going to be wise. The thing is that would you benefit from walking along with education that is going to upgrade and rewire your mind, creating a new mind in Christ, so that three things: you let go of the addiction to struggle. A lot of people are going to bring their struggle into their projects, into the way they think, into the way they work with their family, because they actually don't know how to get that out of their nervous system. That's number one. Number two, a lot of people are addicted to surviving, and they don't know how to create their time. They don't know how to create space for this sacred life that we need to bring back to Earth. And three, a lot of people don't know how really deeply they are loved by God, and that they need to unify and integrate, really integration. It's not striving for something. It's becoming the deeper you. It's letting things go that are no longer the deeper part of you, the thriving part of you, the healthy part of you, the part of you that automatically knows how to breathe, how to walk in relaxation and purpose, who knows how to schedule their time so they're at their best, the you that reflects before you go into a meeting and reflects, who do I need to be to bring my best energy, my best self in Christ? What's your best energy? Are any of you in your best energy right now? Or is it a poverty energy, a lack of time, a lack of energy, a lack of relationships, etc.? All of that, all of it, is in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's strategy. It's how to move through the year, hiring the right people, taking it and slowing it down, knowing how to think so you're escaping stress and you're escaping the chaos. But what it really does is it slows you down so you can make golden decisions. It's the most important thing. Why? Because on the teachings, we do meditations. I'm going to tell you a quick story, and then we'll be complete. We had a woman that had missed a couple of our calls, and she came to the call, and she said, this is in our at-one-ment class that's going on right now. Yeah. It's 166, class 166. And she said that she listened to the meditation, Bruce, with her 16-year-old son. She listened to the whole course. And she cried because of the way one man expressed his process and the permission he gave himself to let go of old relationships that weren't serving his highest self in Christ. And she cried, and she had her 16-year-old son with her, and she said to this man, if you could only know how many men need to hear how deeply you felt, how deeply you processed your emotions, and how meaningful that was. And then her 16-year-old son listened to the meditation, and he didn't want to leave it. That's the world. That's the world that's going to be built when we work together, and that's what's on the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's joyous, it's fun, but what it is it's deeply embodying what Christ wanted us to embody. And if you don't get it into your emotions, and if you just have it in your head, you just have it in your head, and it's not in your body and your emotions and what you're feeling as a leader, as a person that's connected to yourself, it's going to be so much more challenging for you. So the goal of the Golden Wisdom Bundle for anybody that's listening is to let go of the addiction to the outside world and the struggle. Two, how to help you define and create space for your best self and a new identity that isn't in struggle. And three, how to walk you through, very pragmatic, how to walk you through the hiring of people, the things you need to think about, what you need to do. But do you hear how I'm speaking now? It's an experience. It's slowed down. You can process it. You can feel it. You can feel it in your body, and you're going to get grounded in it because you'll feel loved, you'll feel cared for, and you'll feel inspired. So if you're interested in that, please send an email to integratedminds, integrated minds, at hushmail, period, and that's mail.com, and then put Golden Bundle 300, and just put your name, your telephone number, and that you're willing or you do have Cash App. Golden Bundle 300. Yes, I'll get Cash App. It's super easy. Takes about 5 minutes to set it up. All you have to do is send us your handle, and we will be sending you a request. And boom, within about probably anywhere from 1 hour to sometimes 4 hours, you'll be receiving the way you're going to walk through this next process. So it's not a lot of information. It's a lot of integration, and you'll feel grounded. You'll feel secure. You'll get it in your body, and you're going to have fun. You're going to hear people that love to learn, and it's going to inspire you, but at the same time soothe and calm you and help you have the skills. These are skills to be joyful and strong and calm. That's a skill. tell me the last time you were with a person that was like, and you enjoyed being with them. There was light in their eyes, but they were really strong. They knew where they were going. They were leading you with, they were helping you lead yourself. When was the last time you were with a person that was listening to you like that and helping you go where you wanted to go? And they were excited for you. That's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle is. So that's our segment for tonight, Bruce. Don't let yourself be hackable. That's what you can say. Get the Golden Wisdom Bundle and realize you're moving into a world where things like you're going to be building projects. I am building projects that are going to match or surpass. Why not be bold? The Starlink system. What if you could create a ranch or a series of ranch or farm or whatever, and it had the most amazing new regenerative ideas and new water and things were thriving and that was all around the world. And it was research and people that were excited and you were sitting at a dinner table and they were telling you about all the boost in energy in the life forms, and they were like so, and you were with your, you know, you just were with everything that you love.
Yeah.
Imagine
your besties, your pets, your horses.
But imagine being with people in your project and you're excited to be with them. Imagine what that would be like. That's going to be developed for you on the Golden Wisdom Bundle.
That's
my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Well said and well executed. I love that. I think we're all getting excited about things, and we're all getting excited that we can take advantage of that offering. And it's a good one, a really good one. $550 value for $300. That's why it's Golden Bundle 300. And it's a great opportunity for all of us. For all of us. I'm getting a request from a certain kitty cat to open the door. So I'm going to venture out a certain kitty cat who shall remain nameless. And I'm going to go let her in. As I go into the Intel segment. But before we do Intel, let's talk about Bob is not here tonight. He is working to keep water out of his unit, his condo. It's on the sixth floor, but there's rain blowing in because the winds are high. And so we'll believe that that is minimized where Bob is and others in Florida. They're in the path of Hurricane Helene, who is a Category 4 hurricane. So, in the meantime, Bob told me to tell you guys to be aware that the sale is still on the, let's see, this is the kind of like a new and improved immune defense bundle. And I'm going to let you guys know that Boomers has those products. If you buy all four all four of those products in the bundle together is 30% off. If you get them individually but not as a bundle, they're 25% off. So it's still a really good deal. But check it out and go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my website, and when you get on there, you'll see a banner at the very top of the page that says Boomers. You click on that banner, it's a direct link into Bob's website. You'll be able to go in and pull down the product menu and see the on sale tab, and then click on it. You'll see the sale right away, no problem. And you'll be able to navigate that. Also, They will be answering phones tomorrow, even though they may not be in the office. They might be operating from home, but they'll still be able to help you if you want to call. Now, the number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And tomorrow is Friday. And it's usually a pretty good call day for boomers following the big call. So that's what I wanted to say as far as boomers is. Our hearts are with Bob and others that are part of the boomers family down there. And we're just hoping and wishing for the very best for everyone vis-a-vis this hurricane that is looming right now in the area. So let's do this. Let's go into some intel, and let's go ahead and do that now. All right, let's see. I think what I first want to bring up is why we didn't go so far. And that means that we had information, as you guys remember, on Tuesday's call. It was looking like we would get notified Wednesday and go Wednesday or Thursday of this week. Well, a lot of times we'll have intel that looks great at the time. Something happens, and we don't quite know why we didn't go. We just don't know why. Everything looks like it's done, it's ready, and so on. We're ready to go. Well, this time we got a reason. We got a reason why, and it's a good one. All right, first of all, we have banks ranked by the amount of deposits they have, amount of funds or on deposit. They're ranked as Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4, and Tier 5, different levels of banking with assets on deposit, let's call it. Now, we've got that. You guys know a lot of the Tier 1 banks, Wells Fargo, Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Truist Bank, which is a newly merged bank over the last year or so, maybe a little longer now, and probably Banco Santander, which is Santander Bank. Okay, and there may be more. Obviously, HSBC would be a Tier 1 bank too. So what we've got with that is there are no longer going to be any Tier 5 banks. And the remnant of the Tier 5 banks, which are little mom-and-pop banks, small-town banks, those are going away. But a lot of them, if they still exist, will be merged or, let's call it, absorbed by Tier 3 and Tier 4 banks. And there's been a lot of that going on so far. A lot of the Tier 1 and Tier 2 banks have picked up some of the other smaller banks into their group. So the reason I'm saying all that is because the Tier 4 banks, Tiers 1, 2, 3, and 4 banks, okay, have already been connected to the Starlink satellite system. Okay, Tiers 1, 2, and 3. Tier 4 banks have not been, and they're working on that even now. They started, I'm going to say, a few days ago, and they should complete by Saturday night. Saturday night, I believe midnight, is when those will be complete. And that is why we didn't get to go this week. I know that the Redemption Center staff is on call over the weekend, which for us is usually starting Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they are on call and not supposed to go in to the Redemption Center. Okay? So keep that in mind. The other thing is that we are hearing that coming from Iraq, that they will have they're smaller denominations ready to go, which are like ours in terms of ones. I don't think they have ones, but fives, tens, 20s, 50s, and hundreds. That's their new currency. That's their new currency. You know, the 30 notes from Iraq that we have, you know, the 25,000 or 25K notes, I call them, the 10K, the 5K, the 1K notes, all of those 30 notes have been removed in Iraq. But the lower denoms, you know, still count. They are the ones that they're going to be using to buy things with. I told you guys that they were catching up on paying out salaries, and that should be done by the 30th, I believe, of this month, the last day of this month. And we're getting good news about the fact that everything is moving in the way that we want it to move. From the bondholders' perspective, they have been told that they will have access to their accounts on Tuesday, which is the 1st of October. You know, I didn't buy the idea of the 1st of October for us, because we were told before now that we would be going this week prior to the 1st of October. However, the most recent information that we got last night, today, is pointing to something different. We will be, and we have a very strong source that is indicating that we will be notified or receive the emails that we're looking for on Monday, which is the 30th of September, this month. That's this coming Monday. We will receive our notifications. What do we know about the notifications? All we know is that they should occur from East Coast to West Coast of the U.S. in a 3-hour period. Okay, they're not all going to come out at once. They're going to be coming out at different times over a 3-hour period. And that should be on Monday. Now, once we get those emails, we'll have a toll-free number. We assume it's a 1-800 number that is in that email that we will use to call the call centers. They are saying that because a lot of people will want to call right away, the phone lines could be jammed a little bit, could be jammed up. They're suggesting that we wait an hour to an hour and a half after on Monday when we receive these to call so that we can get through on the calls. Now remember, those calls are going to route us to a person at the redemption center, which we indicate by our zip code for the area of the city, country, area where you live or where you work or where you want to exchange. Okay? So that is set up for you to go to do that through the call centers, which we know of at least 4 regional call centers in the United States. And then we'll go from there, set our appointments, and most likely exchange on Tuesday, starting Tuesday, which is the 1st of October. So here we are talking about getting notified on the 30th of September, setting appointments on the 1st of October, and going and exchanging and getting all that done. So that is some interesting timing on that. I wasn't sure we would get notified before Tuesday, the 1st of October, but it looks like, according to one very strong source that we have, yes, we will get notified on Monday the 30th of September, Monday, September 30th. Can't wait. Looking forward to it, just like you all are. And I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, I'm looking forward to the med beds shortly thereafter. Let's talk a little bit about the other things that were mentioned in the prayer request earlier, and that is, Jeannie had brought up, the restitution and reclamation allowance for those of us who have currency and are exchanging, and they know who 80 to 90% of currency holders are. Okay, they already know most, if not most, of the ZIM holders they know. And the regular currencies, they don't know for sure. But where I want to go right now, I'm going to deviate just a second. Where are we in terms of what the banks and redemption centers are seeing on their screens? Okay. Both banks and redemption centers have the 14 currencies that we know about that are going up substantially in value. Some of it a ton, as you guys know, and some of it some, but maybe not as much. But still pretty strong increases in value. 14 currencies doing that. Now, as of this weekend, and I think we can speak about Saturday, we should have all the countries in the world, which people estimate are 209. People have said 206, some say 209. Let's go with 209 countries. Of that, 197 currencies will be on the screens. They'd be able to find anything from dinar to Timbuktu. Anything that is a country with a currency, they'll be able to bring it up. Okay? So, bring what you have. If you have bonds, and I'm not referring to ZIM here, but I'm saying if you have sheet bonds or a box of sheet bonds, make sure you let them know when you book your appointment, because the redemption centers have people that can take care of those for you. Okay? But you've got to let them know that. Let them know that, yes, either way, I have sheet bonds, and they are Peruvian gold bonds, they're railroad bonds, they're whatever, German, whatever they are, German bonds, yellow dragon, red dragon, whatever they are, bonds. Let them know when you talk to them that you have some and that you'll be bringing it. Now, if you have bonds, you better have good diligence for those, that you have good provenance, is the word, it's a French word, provenance for those bonds. Paperwork that says where they came from, who owned them, how did you get them, blah, blah, all that stuff. They have to go through that and verify, number one, that they're legitimate bonds, and number two, that you're the legitimate owner of those bonds. So there's a lot to that aspect of it. It'll take more time. Let them know if you have any and want to bring them to the redemption center. They will handle those for you. Now, going back to what I was saying, our R&R, if we're exchanging currencies, is supposed to already be deposited into our quantum financial account. Okay, our quantum account has it in there. You're only going to be able to move those funds into your primary or secondary Wells account with the quantum card, which you get at your redemption center appointment. You'll get a quantum access card, I used to call it, a quantum card. 3 times the thickness of a credit card with 3 chips in it. They're going to use your biometric fingerprint or thumbprint. They'll use a username and password for the card, and you'll have a 5-digit PIN code, okay, and a brand new, not an existing, but a new email account. And then, of course, you'll have a, the email account and a new password for that. Those five steps are what you need to set up your Quantum account and move funds. And the only thing you do with this Quantum card is it's only used to move funds from the Quantum account to a Wells Fargo or another bank down the road, initially Wells, to move funds into the Wells Fargo, I call it primary or master account. Okay? So we're going to do that on day one when we get in there. And you'll have access to some of those monies on day one at the time of your exchange. Okay? And that initial transfer hopefully will last you for the first 30, 60, maybe 90 days after the exchange. But you're going to be able to use that Quantum card to move those funds as you need. That's what it's used for. You can't lose it. You got to keep it in a very safe place where only you know where it is, nobody else, because it's tied directly to you. All right? Don't carry it with you. Don't put it around your neck. Don't just keep it in a very safe place. And I wouldn't even recommend keeping it at the bank in a safe deposit box. I mean, maybe, but only if you trust that the bank will be there. They'll be open when you need to get in there. You really are supposed to do that in a very private location. Use that card in a private setting from your home. Okay? So we'll see what happens on all that. Let's go into the when. We have been told from a very strong source that I mentioned we would get notified on Monday and set our appointments for Tuesday and possibly exchange Tuesday or Wednesday. Got to be open to that possibility of Wednesday. But I believe we'll be able to exchange on Tuesday. That's what I'm hearing today. And that's really good news. I'm excited about it. Military on military bases, active military on military bases are going to be able to exchange dinar and Afghani over the weekend. They already know that. They have received emails to tell them that. It is not us. It's not for us. Just so you guys know. It's military. Now, one other thing about banks. Let's say you have currency and you don't want to mess with calling to set an appointment. Bad move. Because if you have currency and you waltz into any bank USA, will they be able to exchange you? Yes, for the most part, yes. But not Zim. If you got Zim, forget about going into any bank USA. It ain't happening. Don't even think about it. In fact, if you call the bank to see if they're exchanging and you have Zim or any currency, if you call the bank with any currency, they will give you the 800 number to call and set an appointment with a redemption center. Why is that? Why can't you waltz into just any bank USA? Because President Trump wants us all to get the highest available rates. And the highest rates are on the redemption center screens. And we just know that that's the case because we're talking to people who are actually seeing both bank screens and redemption center screens. I've already told you guys that the dinar has a contract rate that is extremely high. And even if you only have one or two notes of dinar, it's enough to make a difference, a big difference. So, as I mentioned before, that rate is tied to the per barrel of oil price selling by Iraq, not buying from Iraq, but selling from Iraq and exporting to Egypt, to Turkey, to other countries that Iraq is exporting oil to. So it's tied to it. Now, it's fluctuated. It was high It's down a little bit. It's expected to go back up. It's just something that's a moving number, a moving amount. Let's see. Beyond that, so my point is you're going to end up at the Redemption Center anyway. And if you got Zim, nobody's going to touch it except through Wells Fargo at the Redemption Centers. And let's say we've got people that are in the hospital, like we do with Tom. They could take up to 40 days for them to be able to still use the Redemption Centers. So we're going to set the appointment the best we can and try to get in there the best we can, as soon as we can. Obviously, sooner the better, because your MedBed appointment is predicated, for the most part, on having gone through the redemption process. Once you get in there and talk to them about your dire need, for example, in my case, or Tom's case, or the fact that you have a medical problem, an issue, something that needs to be resolved and fixed, you have to do that and let them know that in the Redemption Center when you go in and you make your presentation. All right. I don't know that there's a whole lot else that I need to bring out right now. I think that's everything I wanted to say. So let's do this. Let's continue to pray for the people in the path of Hurricane Helene, Helene, and let's continue to lift Tom up, if you guys will, as a courtesy to me. I really appreciate that. I want to see him come out completely, fully restored, full medical help on this, full mental assessment, and let him come out fully restored, have his memory intact, everything fully intact. And I'm going to go visit him tomorrow afternoon, and I'm looking forward to seeing him tomorrow. So thank you for those that have helped Pastor Scott, who has had his briefcase stolen, and I pray that it is returned to him. So thank you for everybody that has helped out with offering to donate Zim to him. Well, let's go ahead and pray the call out. Yeah, okay, 1 second before we pray out. Okay, so we're going to pray the call out. And let's do that now. Heavenly Father, we just pray that the people in the path of Hurricane Helene, their damage is minimized, that no deaths occur as a result of flooding or trees falling, that our angels are dispersed and put out in the path of this storm to help minimize damage. Please, we speak to the waves and the winds as Jesus spoke on the Lake Galilee, Sea of Galilee. And we're speaking to the Gulf Coast and the Gulf of Mexico, that those would be minimized and that your people would be spared. Animals spared, birds spared. Everything that's in the path is spared and kept safe, including our buildings, crops, our trees, everything that would receive damage. We pray that it's not damaged and not lost. We thank you for that. We also pray for those that are in the hospital and that need to be healed. We pray for their healing. We pray for everything to be fully restored. And we thank you for that so much. And also, we thank you that Sue has made the Golden Bundle 300 available for everyone to pick it up and to get it now before the numbers come out. And we pray that they would get in touch with Sue by email at integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. We pray that you'd get those emails out. The Golden Bundle 300 goes in the subject line. It's $300. And that you'll either have Cash App or will get Cash App. Put your name and cell phone number in the body of the email to let Sue know. And then she will get back to you and let you know that she's ready to receive. And sending out whatever she sends out to you to acknowledge the fact that you want the bundle. It's a super value at $300 at a $550 value for only $300. Get it. You won't regret it. And you'll love listening to the 20 classes, once a week, twice a week if you want, just whatever you want, but do it so you'll be, get it soon, get it now, so you can start listening before going in for your exchanges. Thank you for that. Thank you for taking advantage of that now. And we just speak prayers to not only Tom, but also we speak to Pastor Scott, that he is continuing to heal, as is Tom, my friend, and that both are fully restored physically, mentally, and in all ways, spiritually and every other way. Lord God, thank you for your healing touch. Thank you for your son, Jesus, and everything that came as a result of his gift to us, which was not only eternal life, but healing in this world now. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for Sue. Thank you for Bob, and keep him safe as well. And all of our family, our Big Call family in Florida, and in Georgia, and in Tennessee, and the Carolinas, and wherever this the track of this storm goes. We thank you and give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Big Call Universe. Thank you, Satellite Team, or SAT Team, as I call them, for getting the word out to everyone. I appreciate it so very much. So let's go ahead and see what happens this weekend for us. We could get something, but it sounds like Monday is our day to receive notifications, and then you'll know what to do after that. All right? Thanks, everybody, and thank you, Sue. Talk to you soon, okay? Going to turn off the recording now.